Among the most important religious obligations is enjoining good and forbidding wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And there needs to be from you a nation inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and those will be the successful." Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Do not abandon enjoining good and forbidding wrong, otherwise the evil people among you will take charge over you." Amr bil ma'ruf means to enjoin what is good, where nahi anil munkar means to forbid what is wrong. The issue of amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, depending on the circumstance, can take different forms. It can become wajib or mustahab. So there are a few conditions for enjoining good and forbidding wrong. 1. The person must have knowledge of what is good and what is wrong in the general sense. Therefore, enjoining good and forbidding wrong is not obligatory on someone who does not know what is good and what is wrong and does not distinguish between them. But it is sometimes obligatory to learn and know what is good and what is wrong. 2. There must be a chance that it will have an effect of the wrongdoer. Therefore, if you know that your speech and words are ineffective, it is not obligatory to enjoin good and forbid wrong. But as an obligatory precaution, you should express the disapproval of the wrongdoer's actions, even if it will not have any effect. 3. You must also evaluate the state of the person whom you want to advise. Is he insisting or repeating the wrong action, or was it just a one-time slip on his part? If you come to know that he is not going to repeat the wrong action, then you don't have to do Amr or Nahi. 4. The person doing Amr and Nahi must not put his life, property, or reputation in danger unless it is a severe case. Even if you are not inflicting harm on yourself, but enjoining good and forbidding wrong, you are causing harm to other Muslims, then it is not obligatory to perform it. You must also evaluate the overall situation to make sure that your action of Amr or Nahi would not lead to a worse situation than what exists at present. So how do we carry out Amr and Nahi? 1. Is indirectly expressing your dislike of the other person's wrongful behavior. For example, by turning your face away or by ignoring him, with the hope that this might lead the person to think about his own actions and hopefully guide him to the right direction. 2. Verbally advising. If the first method does not work, then talk to the person. Whether you should talk politely and friendly or harshly depends on the situation. 3. Direct action. If the first two levels did not work, then enforcement such as imprisonment may take action. This can only be done by the authority of a qualified jurist. Enjoining good and forbidding wrong is at greatest with respect to family and relatives. Parents have a great responsibility upon their children to advise and guide them. However, with regard to doing Amr and Nahi to one's parents, you must guide them by adopting a soft and gentle approach, and never be harsh with them.